the pasuk parsha begins, "V'yom Hashem Avram lech lecha mi'atzcham imaladcham beis avicha el oretz asher arekam." And the Medrash asks, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately identify to Avram Avinu where he was sending him? So it gives two answers. Kedei l'chavv ba'enav, to make it more beloved to him. Ulitim l'yischa kol psia psia, that he should get more scha for every step that he would walk on approaching Eretz Yisrael. So I saw that the Satm Rebbe and the Sefer Kedushas Yoel asks, it's understandable, the first pshat, to build the anticipation. But the second pshat, what does it mean that he'll get, of course we'll get schar halicha for going to Yisrael, but why will there be more schar halicha if he doesn't know where he's going versus if he knows where he's going? The Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Adam Yisrael Ma Shikabel Olav Olmach Shemaim Kishim Halach. Can a person say Shema as he's walking? Avidi Rafuna Amro Osl Kabel of Olmach Shemaim Kishim Halach. One may not walk as he's saying Shema Yisrael. Eliyam B'makam Echad V'chaven Liba L'Shemaim. He should stand in one spot and say Be'ema B'yira B'rechsas U'B'zeya Yichur Hashem. V'yikra Shema Yisrael. He should say Shema Yisrael as he is standing in one place. Continues the Medrash, Kshemasch v'hafta, but when he begins the next pasuk, v'hafta, Hashem l'kecha, rotzim halach, rotzim omer, if he wants, he can walk, he wants, he can stand in one place, rotzim yoshev, he could sit, shekein ksiv, as it says there itself, b'shutcha v'eischa v'lechtcha b'derech. And again, we need to understand, he asks, what is the connection of this Medrash to the pasuk of lech lecha? So he quotes the Gemara Masechet Megillah of Chav Tesom and Alf that says that a seed about the Knesset, about the Midrash Shabbavol, Shiyikvu Beis Yisrael, that the shuls, the Bet Medrash where we learn Torah, will become part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mashah explains that those spots, since they will ultimately, as the Gemara says, be transported to Eretz Yisrael, already infused with Kedusha, like Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh. And similarly, he quotes the Kedusha Slavi, who says that not only is that said regarding the Batim Midrashis, the Batim Knesiyos, where we learn and we daven, but any Jewish home where we, which is a home of Torah and Mitzvahs, which is a home of Kiddush Hashem, is infused with that Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Avraham Avinu's home is a home of Kedusha, is a home of Eretz Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that not only should Avram Avinu's home have that level of Kedusha, but that every step Avram Avinu would take in his travels towards Eretz Yisrael would be infused with that Kedusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he explains, was, so to speak, concerned that if he's going to tell Avram Avinu to go towards Eretz Yisrael and tell him that with you traveling towards Eretz Yisrael, you will be bringing Kedusha to every spot, to every step, every place where you will be. Avraham Avinu, in his incredible modesty, is going to say, it's enough for me to be where I am, infuse Kedusha into my home, and not have the need to fuse Kedusha everywhere else. And as the pasuk says, Ritzon Yirei V'yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does listen to what tzaddikim ask of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he may have to allow Avram Avinu to stay where he is. And all those places that have now the potential and ultimately were infused with Kedusha would lose that opportunity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him where you're going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what I want you to do. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what I want you to do, then Avram does it and doesn't enter into any debates. And what happened because of that was that all of the places that Avram Avinu traveled to as he was arriving to Yisrael were infused with Kedusha. Now we can understand, he says, the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma is teaching us that when one says Shema Yisrael, and he has to recognize and accept upon himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule. He has to be standing in one spot with the proper Derech Eretz, with his proper covered, and say Shema Yisrael. But now when we say V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha means that we should spread Ahavas Hashem everywhere. If our goal is to spread Ahavas Hashem everywhere, so then on the contrary, we can maybe say it while we're standing and sitting in one place, but maybe there is a goal to say V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha specifically in one space, in one spot where we are. We show the Ahavas Hashem that we have, and we keep on traveling with that Ahavas Hashem, spreading Ahavas Hashem. And that's why V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha is not limited to being said in one sitting or standing in one place. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha is said as we travel and say it everywhere we are. And that's why I was thinking the pasuk in this week's parasha tells us that Avraham Avinu built an eshel. And the pasuk very, very specific tells us where it was. V'yatuk shem ahar mikedem l'beisel, beisel miya'am ve'ei mikedem. And why is it so necessary for the Torah to tell us exactly where exactly he put his tent? And the answer perhaps is that Avraham Avinu was teaching us that wherever we go, we can infuse the place that we are in with Kedusha. And since wherever we could go, we can infuse the place with Kedusha, Avraham Avinu now had to determine what is the best place, what is the place where it's most likely and most possible and most probable that I will be able to infuse that spot with Kedusha. And that's why he determined that this is the spot. And that's his goal in life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him, that wherever you go, you need to infuse Kedusha to where you are. And if since you need to infuse Kedusha to wherever you are, make a determination, where will you be able to do that? The pasuk says in the Haftarah Parshas Lech Lecha, Yerutzu v'lo yigo, yelchu v'lo yofu. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not get tired. So I saw that the Sefer Megid Yosef asks a question. If Yerutzu, if the Pasuk says regarding Tzadikim, Yerutzu that they run v'layigu and they won't get tired, then certainly if running won't tire you out, then Yelchu v'layafu will certainly not tire you out. So why does the Pasuk have to speak about both of them? So he answers that if, as we begin learning about Avraham Avinu, we begin learning about the Asar and the Shoinus, the Ten, the Shoinus, with which Avraham Avinu was tested, the question is, why did Avraham Avinu need to have all 10 tests? As we know, the Akedah was the most serious and significant of all the Shoinus that Avraham Avinu had to go through. So if he had the test of the Akedah and he passed, as we know, so that's a proof who he is. So he answers with a very important point. He says there are opportunities, there are special opportunities that come up in life. And people are able sometimes to rise up to those opportunities and show greatness. But real greatness is not just shown at those special moments. Real greatness is shown in the day-to-day of our lives. Avraham Avinu, it's not just when Avraham Avinu reaches at Yisrael that he shows greatness. It's the Lech Lecha. It's the steps that we take. Yerutzu, to run and not get tired, is a moment of greatness. But the pasuk we learn in our Haftarah tells you, Leichu v'layofu, even when they just take the small steps, those steps are also steps of greatness, which will not be ignored. And that's why he says, by bris, we say, k'shem sh'nichlis l'bris, ken yikonis l'tayr l'chuppah l'masim toivim. What's pshat in that bracha? He says, a bris, taking a Jewish child to have a bris milah, is a moment of greatness. Now we wish this child that just like you showed, and your parents showed, greatness at the moment of a bris, k'shem sh'nichlis l'bris, you show greatness at that moment, You should be able to show greatness in every moment of your life when you learn Torah and when you get married and you have your own family and when you do Ma'asim Tovim. It's the everyday acts in life. The every step that we take should also be a representation of greatness. And he says an interesting story. He says that the Sefer Evan Yecheskel says that during World War II, there were a number of people who were in a concentration camp. And normally on a concentration camp, every day they took the people out to work. For certain reason, for whatever reason, on Simchas Torah of that year, there were a group of people, a group of Jewish inmates, who were not taken to wherever they were normally taken to work. But of course, the Nazis and their terrible rishis and their cruelty did not allow them just to stay inside in their barracks for the duration of the day. The Nazis said you need to stand outside in the freezing cold that entire day. And they were standing outside in the freezing cold and they were just doing nothing, and they started to reminisce that today is Simchas Torah, and how Simchas Torah looked before they were in the situation that they were in. And talking about Simchas Torah, they just naturally, spontaneously began to dance. And they were dancing a dance of Simchas Torah for hours until the Nazis came and, of course, broke them up. And he comments that some of those individuals after the war were not religious. And the question is so obvious. Here we have people that in the freezing cold, in the fear of the Nazis standing there, were not scared to dance on Simchas Torah. And yet, in the day-to-day lives, were not able to translate that into showing a life of Torah in Yerushalayim. And he explains, because that's exactly the concept that we are speaking about. There are people who are able to rise up to special moments. But even though they're able to rise up to special moments, they're not able to translate that into their day-to-day lives. Avraham Avinu, with his Lech Lecha, teaches us that it's not just the great moments. It's not just the moment when you arrive to Yisrael, which is a moment of greatness, which is to be demonstrated. But greatness and the Haftas Hashem Elkecha, spreading who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our obligation every moment of life, every day of life. Yerutzu v'lo yago yelch v'lo yafu.